AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden calls on Democrats in Congress to wrap up work on his domestic spending package that would run at least $1.75 trillion.
You hear these numbers, $3.5 trillion or $1.75 trillion? We pay for it all. It doesn't increase the deficit one single cent. So let's get to work. Let's put people to work.
Two moderate Senate Democrats, Arizona's Kristen Sinema and West Virginia's Joe Manchin, forced the White House and others to rework the tax increase side of the plan in favor of a minimum corporate tax and a possible asset tax on the nation's billionaires. Manchin says he agrees with that approach.
I think that corporations should be paying at least a minimum if you're doing business in the United States. I think that anyone who basically has the protection of this country should be paying.
Democrats also face an October 31st deadline to pass a related $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package on roads, broadband, and other public works before routine federal transportation funds expire. Facebook whistleblower Frances Haugen tells members of Parliament in Britain the social media company stokes online hate and extremism, fails to protect children from harmful content, and lacks any incentive to fix the problems.
Facebook never set out to prioritize polarizing, divisive content. It just happened to be a side effect of choices they did make.
The testimony comes as the AP and other news organizations started publishing stories based on thousands of pages of internal company documents Haugen obtained. Boise, Idaho police say six people, including a police officer, have been hurt in a shooting at the Boise Town Center shopping mall. They say one person is in custody. Each store is being searched as officers talk with dozens of people outside the entrance to Macy's. Other officers investigating what appears to be another crime scene at a restaurant near the mall. This is AP News. A U.S. federal judge says hippo offspring in Colombia can be considered interested persons with legal rights in the U.S., but as we hear from the AP's Ed Donahue, that ruling only goes as far as the U.S. border.
They have been called cocaine hippos. Pablo Escobar illegally imported them to his Colombian ranch in the 1980s. Escobar was killed in 1993, and they were abandoned at his estate. There are now about 80 of them. The Colombian government wants to kill or sterilize the hippos. Animal rights groups have been trying to get the U.S. court system to grant the animals personhood status so that wildlife experts in sterilization can be brought in to advocate on their behalf. Animals have been granted legal rights in India, Pakistan, and Argentina. Courts in the U.S. have been unwilling to do so until now. A legal expert says these hippos live in Colombia, and the order from the U.S. won't carry any weight there. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.